a time from you real quick.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
come
absolutely.
Back to you in the next segment.
We'll come and next segment. Yeah, Bill. We'll go Bill here.
And we're going to go with our very special guest, the head coach of the Georgia State football program, Bill Curry. Thanks for joining us today, Coach.
Well, I'm delighted to be on with you. I'm sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, hey, do not worry about it at all. We did a good job of filling in. But listen, Coach, we're here to talk about recruiting, so let's jump right into things. Obviously, you are the leader of a new football program that is going to have to rely greatly, as every other program is going to rely greatly on your success along the recruiting trail. One of the things I'm fascinated by at Georgia State is the inherent – there are certainly inherent disadvantages recruiting there, but there are also advantages. And a lot of kids are recruited – are committing really early. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is now that kids are committing so early in the process, do you think that'll maybe push some of the late bloomers, the seniors who are late on the scene, to schools like yours?
We have really thought a lot about that. First of all, I've studied all the great coaches. Not surprisingly, I've studied them all my life, and I found that they have one thing in common: great players, without exception. Anybody that thinks that it's because of you, if you're the coach, that winning occurs, it's because of those players. So we don't have any illusions at Georgia State about us being smart, although we got some smart assistants, really, really good assistant coaches, also good recruiters. But we've been surprised. And the early commitment thing seems to help us. And here's what I mean by that. I had been out of recruiting for 11 years, so I got in with all these assistants, and our recruiting coordinator, George Pugh, was responsible for the recruiting at UAB when they went from a D2 program and became a 1A program over a matter of several years. And he recruited Roddy White and others to UAB. And he said to me, and I thought he was wrong. I disagreed with him. I strongly disagreed. He said, you got to get on them early, and they will commit somewhere earlier than ever before. Now, having said that, he went on to say they never got an early commitment at UAB. Now, this is back in the 90s. So we did not know what to expect. But when guys started committing to us in early December last year, I was really nervous, and I thought, you know, people are going to come and steal all of them right at the end. Maybe they're committing to Georgia State just so they'll have a bird in the hand, and then if a bigger school comes along, we're going to lose them. Well, that happened with exactly three. We lost three really good players right at the end to 1A schools, but it did not happen to any of the other 27. But they had committed to us, and they stuck with their commitments. And not all of them had 1A offers now. Don't get me wrong. But they did have offers from somebody, at least the equivalent of us, and they stuck with it. So I think the early commitment thing is working in our favor, and I did not think that in the beginning.
Coach Curry, Alex Ewald here. This next class that you're going to have to recruit to Georgia State is going to be playing a full, you know, real live college football season in 2010. So they're signing in February. They're going to have to be on the field in 2010. What's your strategy for the bringing this next class in?
Well, we have gone to the president and the director of athletics, Dr. Mark Becker, and Cheryl Levick, our AD, and we have told them that for the long-term future of our program, we're going to recruit mostly high school seniors to come in, but this time we need to be alert for transfers who contact us, and we've had a few so far. We can't contact them, and we wouldn't dare. And we're gonna need to add some junior college players, at least for the present time, so we've got a little bit more maturity next year than we would have with all freshmen. If we did not do that, we would line up next year with all freshmen. Everybody would either be a redshirt freshman or a true freshman. Now that's a tough row to hoe to try to play anybody. I mean, I don't care what level it is, if you got all freshmen. So we've gotten a few veteran players, four or five so far have transferred in. We're hoping to do a good job in junior colleges and recruit selectively, but that's part of the answer. The second part of the answer is to see if we can find people who can come in early, either in January, as Mark Hogan did last year, or at least in the summertime, so they can work on their own during the summer. We can't go on the field with them, and we won't. But they can work out with our guys, and our guys, even though we've only had six practices, we've got some players who already know our systems. We've got some very quick learners, and that's good news indeed.
Yeah, we're talking to head football coach, head Georgia State football coach, Bill Curry. Coach, in some very concrete ways, the head coach has been taken out of the recruiting process. There have also been other rules, such as limiting of text messages and taking coaches away from camps, not allowing them to go to camps to see players. Do you look at these rules as having a positive effect on the recruiting process, or do you think it's only making the decision harder for recruits?
Well, first of all, the reason for the change in the rules is because so many coaches were breaking the rules and abusing them by bumping into kids. The old bump thing, oh, I didn't set it up. I just happened to bump into him and sat and talked to him for an hour in the high school coach's office. Head coaches were abusing that. So right. Every single one of these rules has been passed because somebody abused the privilege. So if head coaches had not done that, we wouldn't have been taken off the road. Now, let me quickly hasten to add, for FCS coaches, formerly known as 1AA, we still get to go on the road in May. So I get to go on the road in May and again in the contact period during December. So I still get to go to high schools and to the homes and the schools. I get to go to the schools in May and then into the homes like everybody else during the contact period of recruiting. So I think it's worked to our advantage, and nothing can keep you from seeing the players when they come to your campus, and that's where Atlanta is a huge advantage for us.
Coach, talk a little bit about how important it was to bring in a guy like Drew Little. Obviously, this first class has a bunch of quality players in it, but Drew Little was sort of looked to as the face of the program early on. Just talk about him and what do you think he can do?
Well, I think he's going to do a lot. Let me quickly say that he's got a lot of competition at the quarterback position. Bo Schlechter from down in South Florida has looked good. Kelvin Hill from Lithia Springs has tremendous ability. And we have a walk-on named Matt Collins, who's from McEachern, who's also an outstanding quarterback. So Drew's getting competition, but he is a joy to work with. He's very bright. He picks up things so quickly. We have a sophisticated system of play calling, and John Bond has been relentless in pounding the quarterbacks in the meeting room and then on the field. When I say pounding, I mean, okay, come on, give me the call. No, you can't take your time. You got to say it fast. And if one of them falters, he'll turn to the other one and let him call it. Well, they get competitive, and before you know it, in a couple of days, we've already got four quarterbacks that can bark out our signals and call our plays reasonably well. Drew is right up in the top echelon of doing that, and that's just flat-out studying. And the fact that here's a guy that's already thrown for 10,000 yards as a high school player, and he's got a marvelous attitude. He did not come in big time in it. He knows how to relate to his teammates. He knows how to lead by example. And I'm just really pleased that that happened. It was one of the things that has had me pinching myself ever since Drew made the commitment. And he's done everything he promised to do. We want to keep our word to him and have a great offense to surround him and the other quarterbacks.
Now, Coach, I'm sure people out there obviously know your track record, having coached at Georgia Tech, at Alabama, Kentucky, of course, working with ESPN as well. Going up, when you take a look at Mark Richt up in Athens, and then right down the street, Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech, and then with obviously your past success, would you put the state of Georgia, and with the hotbed of recruiting that is the state of Georgia, would you put it right up there with Texas and California with having three quality coaches and all this talent? I mean, would you say Georgia might be one of the top states in the entire country, or do you think we're still kind of behind Texas and California?
I think we're right up there with respect to Paul and Mark. The other guy,
don't sell yourself short, Coach.
No, listen, if you take a look at what those two guys have done, where they've been, if you take the pressure that's on Mark Richt and his record on the road, especially on the road, is the darndest thing I've seen in the Southeastern Conference in a long, long time. Paul Johnson, you lead the nation in rushing 5 out of 6 years at the Naval Academy. You can't do that. That's not even possible. The guy has moved the ball at Hawaii, moved the ball, won national championships at Georgia Southern. So they are two great football coaches. And I'm a plugger. I'm a guy who loves coaching. I loved working on ESPN. I've loved everything I've had the privilege to do. But most of all, I love building things. And we got to do that at my alma mater, Georgia Tech, when we had sort of stumbled there for a while. And we built it back in the early 80s. At Alabama, we tried to build something that Joab Thomas, the president, had a vision for outstanding academics and winning, and we managed to win an SEC title there and got close to the national championship. At Kentucky, we did a great job academically and not as well on the field, and that's just my responsibility is to this time do the whole package and get it started properly at Georgia State. And this is one I am enjoying everything about the program, every detail that has to be put together is a labor of love, and we got a lot of people that are surrounding us trying to help us. We got a lot of issues that have to be solved, but it is it's a collaborative thing, and if I bring any strength, I hope it is that I can pull all those pieces together so we're all pulling in the same direction. I hope that's my strong suit.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Georgia State head football coach Bill Curry. One last question, Coach, real quickly. You mentioned your love for building, also your respect for the talent in this state. You guys have walk-on tryouts coming up on the 27th. Talk about your expectations and what you guys are trying to do that day.
I didn't finish answering your excellent question. It's California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Those are the four states with the great players. And there's so many great players in this state. We've got a few from out of state just because of connections, but we're going to recruit the state of Georgia. And our tryouts have been surprising because we have students at Georgia State that came there in part so that they could try out for the team. So this will be our fourth tryout. We've got 8 or 10 guys right now that are walk-ons from Georgia State University that are probably going to end up playing for us, and we expect to find a few more.
Hey, listen, Coach, we appreciate you taking time out of what I'm sure is a very busy Sunday, and good luck.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks again, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
That was Georgia State's head football coach, Bill Curry. We do have to get to a commercial break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 Zone will team up again to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
While some people think they're talking football,
we got to get our own football team. Do we even have a football team?
Then there's 790 The Zone.
Snap on your helmet and adjust your cup.
Jerome Bettis with us, Cordell Stewart with us.
Coach Mike Ditka joins us right here on the AT&T Zone phone.
Tony Dungy now joins us on Mayhem in the AM.
CBS's very own James Brown in the doghouse with the two last dudes.
Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winner.
Rack him.
Rodney Harrison joins us here on 790 The Zone.
Fran Tarkenton joins us on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Warren Moon, and he's in the doghouse with the two last dudes.
Chris Carter joins us on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Super Bowl MVP, two-time league MVP Steve Young joins us.
And even Falcon coach Mike Smith.
No better way to spend a Friday morning than with you guys, huh?
And that's just one week. You know how we roll. Football lives here. 790 The Zone. Lace up your sneakers for the Publix and Gatorade US 10K Classic happening this Labor Day. You can run, walk, cycle, or skate, knowing every step you take helps build homes for children in need, with all the proceeds benefiting the World Children's Center. Weekend festivities kick off with a two-day festival at the Galleria Gardens on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, with kids races on Saturday. Pick up your application at any Publix, Chick-fil-A, or Big Peach location, or register at us10k.org.
Okay, Comcast customers, time for some direct talk from DirecTV. If you're tired of being frustrated with Comcast, I'm here to remind you there's another choice, DirecTV. Right now, we're offering a special deal for Comcast customers who switch. 150 of the best channels for only $29.99 a month for one full year. There are no startup costs, and professional installation is free. Unlike Comcast, only DirecTV offers NFL Sunday Ticket, so you can watch any game you want, no matter where you live. Plus, no one has more HD than DirecTV, and DirecTV has had higher customer satisfaction satisfaction ratings than Comcast for 9 years running. Just call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit your local dealer today. Because for a limited time, you can get over 150 of the best channels for just $29.99 per month and lock in that price for one full year. Settling for Comcast is costing you. For a better TV experience, switch to DIRECTV.
Eligibility based on zip code. Offer ends 9/30/09. New DIRECTV customers only, subject to credit approval. Credit card and lease required. Among the largest national cable and satellite TV providers. 2009 American Customer Satisfaction Index. University of Michigan Business School. Sports subscriptions available separately. Blackout restrictions and other conditions apply. Call for details.
Next time you're at Taco Mac having a great meal or just a great time, make sure to order a refreshing Coke Zero. Because when you buy a Coke Zero at Taco Mac, you can enter for a chance to win two VIP tickets to the Tour Championship presented by Coca-Cola. The winner will walk inside the ropes with one of the top 30 pro golfers in the world. Come on out to Taco Mac, home of Atlanta's original Buffalo Wings, and enjoy an ice-cold Coke Zero. Because you could find yourself enjoying an unforgettable day with one of golfing's greats. Age, residency, and other restrictions apply. Game ends 9/10/09.
Get out and play with Club Sport.
Club Sport offers happy hours, tournaments, and other social events for its players and is powered by Michelob Ultra. So after the game, you can visit our friends at Mellow Mushroom, Hudson Grill, and Cheyenne Grill and enjoy an ice-cold Michelob Ultra. Don't miss out on the inaugural Atlanta Sports Festival, August 29th and 30th. Get ready for fall by competing in six different sports.
Fall League registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
Hi, this is Coach Dooley. Heading out to the game this weekend? Make sure you stop at Kroger first. More value for the way you tailgate. That's Kroger.
Pollock and Bell.
ESPN's Jesse Palmer.
So how much fun are you having, brother? You're still not married, right?
Still not married, yeah.
Oh, way to go, brother.
Just trying to pick up on Dave's hand-me-downs.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Get past the people. Get past the hitmen.
We are back on a cool, warm Sunday in Atlanta. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. Before we had Bill Curry on in the previous segment, we were talking to Big B, as we do weekly, hearing from him on his top 10. We always do a top 10 this week.
People always ask, what's Big B's top 10 going to be?
Correct.
When I designed it this week, my intentions were to include players from out of state, any player who's committed to a Georgia school. Big B decided to change it, which is fine. So right now the list is...
Big B can do what he wants to do.
Absolutely. It's his list.
Go ahead, Big
B. Let me address what it is. Top 10 players, Georgia players, to have committed to Georgia schools. Number 10...
Well, as I mentioned in the last segment, number 10 was Denzel McCoy. Out of Northview. And I had him on my top 10 defensive lineman list. He's a guy that can play the under tackle position and should provide some depth for the defensive line once he enters Georgia Tech, because that's where he's committed to.
We sure he's going to play defensive tackle?
That's what he's projected. He's projected as a DT right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if they play him year one at defensive end. But that's just, hey, what do I know? Number 9.
And number 9, another defensive tackle, Sean Green out of Grayson, 6'2", 275, who had a great game, as you mentioned, Scott, in the Kell Classic. I mean, he's just a dominant player. He should play defensive tackle once he goes into Georgia Tech next year.
I absolutely love Sean Green. In fact, I respect your list. I would have him higher because I think T.J. Stripling is all potential. I like substance. Continue.
Okay, number 8, another Georgia Tech commit, B.J. Bostic, who I like a lot at Jefferson County. He's 5'11", 175. He can play different positions. He can be quarterback, wide receiver, as well as cornerback. And I think he'll probably play cornerback once he gets into Georgia Tech, but you never know. He could play some receiver also. And at number 7, we got Kendra Malcolm out of Southwest DeKalb, 6', 213 pounds. He has committed to Georgia. He's a big, big running back. Can break the tackles, can just make plays and get that big run, and you know he's going to provide some depth and he's going to be one of those good running backs that come into Georgia.
Well, I think the impressive thing about Malcolm Bryan is like you said, he's both got the size and the speed. You don't see players usually that big who have the ability to go the distance on any play, and he does. Real quick, I want to go back to B.J. Bostic for one second only because he's my favorite player on this list. I think you'll absolutely see him at the cornerback position, but do not be surprised if he's at the very least returning punts and kicks at Tech because he's absolutely explosive with the ball in his hands.
You're absolutely right. And coming in at number 6, we got Ryan Ayers out of South Paulding, who's a cornerback. And I had him on my top cornerback list. He's 5'10", 178. He's a guy who's athletic, fast, and has great anticipation. As I mentioned, he's going to Georgia Tech, and I think he's probably the best Georgia Tech commit that they have right now. And at number five, we got T.J. Stripling out of Southwest DeKalb, 6'6", 210. He uses his size to fight off blockers, and I had him on my top 10 defensive lineman list, and like probably in the top five, I believe. And he's committed to Georgia. He had 15 sacks last season.
This guy, the ceiling on this guy through is through the roof.
Ceiling through the roof. But here's the thing. It's all about gaining weight for him. I absolutely agree.
And he will.
But he's one of those guys you're going to probably bring him in, let him sit for a year or two, feed him constantly, and then watch
lots of PB&J.
And watch him destroy offensive linemen and linebackers.
Those weight gainer smoothies.
Yeah. You know a lot about that, I imagine. At 5'10", 100 and what? 40? 50 max?
5'10", 140.
That would be quite skinny, wouldn't it? Number four on your list, Brian?
Number four is Derrick Rogers.
You know me so well.
Oh,
way to paint a pretty picture.
Hey, let him get to number four.
Derrick
Rogers
comes in at number four out of Calhoun. He's a wide receiver, 6'3", 206. He was number one on my top 10 wide receiver prospects. He notched 1,300 yards receiving last year along with 11 touchdowns. And
he's finally got a quarterback this year in Nash Nance.
Yeah, that's where
Nance,
you and
that's
I are.
Correct.
That's what we're waiting on. Because like I've always said, he's got the size, but he hasn't produced yet at that high school level. And you say it's quarterback, lack of quarterback. I don't disagree. I'm very interested to see what happens this year.
By the way, Big B, I love your top five.
Number three.
Oh, of course. Number three is Colton Houston out of Buford, 6'5", 270. He was number two on my top offensive lineman prospects. He's probably the best guard in the state. And he was opening holes for Storm Johnson last year, so definitely he's going to be recognized. And he'll be wearing the red and black next year.
He has what everybody – I mean, he's a great athlete, but what you really want in an offensive lineman and the elite offensive lineman is the guys with just a mean streak who literally line up and want to kill the person on the other side of the ball, and he does it.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, Storm Johnson is now at Loganville, and he's not going to have – Dallas Lee and Colton Houston opening up holes. I'm sure Storm Johnson's going to be good, but it's going to be interesting to watch him go from 2A to 4A without two dominant blockers in front of him.
He's the best running back in the country, Fletcher.
That is true. He's the best cornerback or the best player in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Just ask him.
Numero dos.
Numero dos is Garrison Smith out of Douglas, 6'3", 255. I had him number one on my defensive lineman list. He's played a lot of defensive tackle. I can see him playing defensive end once he goes to Georgia. He had 14 sacks, and obviously you play both end and tackle. I think he's going to be an end once he gets into Georgia.
Yeah, you nailed it right on the head. The thing that's so impressive about him is his ability to play either end and tackle, and he is literally unblockable. And what list was it that we saw, Fletch, where he was like 190 in the country?
It was Sporting News. He was something like he was in the 80s of their top 100 players. It's like,
yeah, and they had like 20 Georgia players ahead of him or 10 Georgia. I mean,
it's redonkulous.
It was crazy. The kid is amazing and will be an absolute star at Georgia. I mark it down. It's one of my guarantees.
One of your guarantees.
Absolutely. Unless he gets hurt, which God forbid, but that's the only thing stopping him from being dominant.
Number one.
All right, number one. Of course.
Best list in the country, Big Bear. Yep.
Oh, thanks, man. Number one, Alec Ogletree out of Newman, 6'3", 214. He was number one on my top safety list. He was number one on my top defensive prospect list. He's considered number one by most recruiting sites. I mean, he's a guy that he plays safety, but looks like a linebacker. You know, people talk about him, and they look at him as he's a guy that looks like Thomas Davis because, as you know, Thomas Davis, one of the better safeties to come out of Georgia, really played like a safety and a linebacker. He's now playing outside linebacker for the Carolina Panthers. I think Algo Ogletree could be just exactly that because he has that size, he has that speed, the cover receivers, but he can also lay a lick on some offensive players, so definitely Algo Ogletree number one.
Yeah. Brings the hammer.
Absolutely. I mean, I hear people keep on saying that he's linebacker size, he's going to be a linebacker, and it's a lot of the great safeties, Taylor Mays today, Sean Taylor, those guys had linebacker size. That's what made them elite.
Yeah. I mean,
their ability to run and at that size, you know?
With all due respect to Thomas Davis, I like to think I've watched some game film. Alex sent it to me on an email. I've watched some game film of Alec Ogletree, and this guy, he's more Taylor Mays than Thomas Davis, which you have to like.
Absolutely.
Because Thomas Davis will get confused a little bit, which used to frustrate me, in coverage, and Taylor Mays did
right.
not. Alec Ogletree is more cornerback to me than linebacker, but hits like a linebacker, which makes him perfect.
Absolutely.
For safety.
He does not lose anything in coverage. Like you said, Thomas Davis excels.
He's to frustrate
against the run. Yeah. And the same thing can be said for a lot of safeties. Major Wright's another one of those guys who's a big hitter, excels
slid
in the run.
Florida there,
but he's terrible against the pass, and that's something Alec Ogletree does not he does not struggle at. If we were to include Florida players, I don't think the list would change much, or not Florida players, but players from out of state. The list probably wouldn't change much other than Brent Benedict, who would absolutely be at the top of the list, probably, at least in the top five, because he's really a top-notch
good
talent.
List, Big B.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks good again. List. Thanks again, Brian Jones.
You got it, man.
His lists are always the highlight of our show. We do have to get to a commercial break, unfortunately. When we come back, we will have Banneker receiver DeMarco McNeil on the program. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
You don't want to miss Mayhem next week. What's coming up? How about Chipper Jones and Lou Holtz on Tuesday? Hall of Famer Don Sutton sits in with the boys on Wednesday. And the typical shenanigans and fun you have every morning. Don't miss Mayhem this week.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Get out and play with Club Sport.
Club Sport offers happy hours, tournaments, and other social events for its players and is powered by Michelob Ultra. So after the game, you can visit our friends at Mellow Mushroom, Hudson Grill, and Cheyenne Grill and enjoy an ice-cold Michelob Ultra. Don't miss out on the inaugural Atlanta Sports Festival, August 29th and 30th. Get ready for fall by competing in six different sports.
Fall League registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
BrandSmart USA is celebrating our new store, now open in Gwinnett, I-85 at the Mall of Georgia exit next to the new Braves Stadium. Join our celebration with huge sales in every department in all stores. Hurry in to register to win over $100,000 in amazing prizes. You could drive away in a 2009 Smart Car, courtesy of Smart Center in Buckhead and CBS Atlanta, WGCL. What would you think of a brand new stainless steel kitchen package from KitchenAid, including a refrigerator, stove, microwave oven, and dishwasher valued at over $6,500? We've got lots of prizes to give away for this huge celebration. Samsung digital cameras and over 100 LCD or plasma TVs, from a 15-inch LCD DVD combo to a 60-inch HD plasma. So come into any store to celebrate our grand opening with us. You'll get up to $800 instant savings on Samsung LED TVs and no interest until January 2011 on any item $498.88 and above. Minimum payments required. See stores for details. BrandSmart USA. Of course, your favorite brands at low, low prices.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get average download speeds 3 to 5 times faster than anything available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. In Buckhead, a man is downloading huge work files without a hitch. Those without 4G, they're watching a mime fend off a dog with an invisible chair. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on! It's 2 o'clock! You have to be kidding me!
Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Coverage not available everywhere. See Sprint.com/coverage for details.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Real Joy Properties in Destin will provide an unforgettable visit to the Gulf Coast for you and your family. Go to realjoyproperties.com today to book your next trip to Florida's beautiful Emerald Coast.
You ready to talk about football?
Football.
We love being the home to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. But we also know that a dog is man's best friend. Make that a bulldog. We've got the best Yellow Jacket and Bulldog coverage anywhere. 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
We're back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Feeling the beat, if you will. You're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at AJC.com, ScoreATL.com. We have an incredibly special guest on the line in Banneker, wide receiver DeMarco McNeil. DeMarco, how is your Sunday going this far?
Summer's going real great right now. I mean, we're getting on our roll right now. We just beat Creekside.
Oh, wow.
In a Jamboree game, so yeah.
Oh, congratulations on that. We're here to talk recruiting, though, so I'm going to just get right into things. I know you have interest in West Virginia, South Carolina, Auburn. Let's talk a little about South Carolina. I know you've been to Columbia on a number of occasions. Tell us a little bit about South Carolina and what you like specifically about the Gamecocks.
Well, the Gamecocks, they got a real good coaching staff, Coach Spurrier and some of their DB coaches and wide receiver coaches. It's real lax, and more people congratulate you on coming up there and being up there and their system. And I love their system because they throw the ball around a little bit and they might run the ball on a number of occasions, but it's a real good play with them.
Yeah, so you're talking about their wide receiver coaches, their offensive system. Now, some people have speculated that maybe you'll play defense at the college level. What do you think about that? And is receiver the place you want to be?
Yeah, pretty much receiver. I want to play receiver in college, but the whole cornerback and safety thing. But I mean, I have no problem with playing those positions. But it's like I'm gonna take whatever comes to me. So I mean, I've always been taught that take what comes to me first and just go from there.
I think that's a good motto.
DeMarco, I believe recently you were told by an Indiana coach that you would have a chance to start real early, perhaps your freshman year at wide receiver. What did that mean to you? How do you like the Hoosiers?
I love the Hoosiers so much. When he told me that, I jumped up out of my seat and I was so flattered when I heard it. For me to go out there and start, this is a real good accomplishment for me because I believe I worked my tail off enough to go out there and play. And their system, we run a spread offense ourselves, so if I go out there and play and they're running a spread offense, I fit really good in there.
Yeah, no, I've read from a couple of different sources that you've actually considered committing to Indiana. Yeah. To this date, what has stopped you from doing so?
Pretty much, I'm waiting on like Georgia Bulldogs and Georgia Tech and stuff like that. I'm just gonna wait it out because I don't want to like scare anyone away.
Being joined by Banneker wide receiver DeMarco McNeil. Now we also hear that you're getting some love from another SEC program, that is Kentucky. They offered you last month. Yeah. Are you seriously interested in Kentucky? I know you said you're waiting on the Georgia Bulldogs, perhaps, but playing in the SEC, especially for a school like Kentucky, that's the big time.
Yeah, they're throwing the ball around too a lot. I like them too. I just see them just wait it out and just concentrate on just getting my schoolwork together.
Now, when it comes to Kentucky, you know, there's some debate on how much longer Rich Brooks is going to be there. Obviously, they've named Joker Phillips the coach in waiting. You say you like how they throw it around. He obviously coaches the offense. Do you have a great relationship with him?
Oh yeah, I had talked to him the other day, and he was talking about me getting a couple snaps my freshman year, and just getting in the groove of the offense if I come up there.
Yeah, now you mentioned Georgia a bit ago, and maybe waiting on an offer from the Bulldogs, but they obviously have accepted what I think is at least four commitments from receivers in this class alone. Is that something you have an eye on? And it, will that in any way dissuade you from going to Georgia?
No, it really wouldn't. But for me, it's like wherever I go, I'm going to have to work for my position. And if I go out there and play for them, it doesn't matter if they move me to corner or safety or something like that. I'll go out there and do my best or what I know how to do best.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, moving on, for those who don't know, you have a twin brother who is committed to Auburn to play safety. Has Auburn backed away from you a little bit? And if you have a great season and they come at you with an offer, is that a school you'll seriously consider? Or are they out of the game for you at this point?
Well, they're not pretty much like out of the game for me. They just fell back a little bit because of the route they took. Of not like offering me, so I mean, it's not a big deal,
right?
Now, DeMarco, you've talked about sort of your timetable here, talking about waiting till at least October or somewhere around there, and then possibly until signing day. But you've also mentioned your visits. You said you'd go up to Indiana and possibly West Virginia. What does the rest of the year look like for you? Has that changed at all?
No, it hasn't changed at all. But I will be visiting Georgia on an official visit.
Absolutely. Mark, we're finishing up with Banneker wide receiver DeMarco McNeil. DeMarco, one question I love to ask every recruit that comes on the show, and I'll finish up by asking you the question is, wherever you decide to go, what type of player are they getting?
They're getting a player that's going to work hard, come off the ball hard, play hard for them, and just get it done.
Absolutely. Hey, DeMarco, we appreciate you coming on our show today, and best of luck in the upcoming season and throughout the recruiting process.
All right.
Thanks again, DeMarco.
Thank you.
That was DeMarco McNeil, obviously the wide receiver for Banneker. He's got several offers in his pocket, just kind of decide which one he wants.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about him is he's gone to a bunch of camps this summer and done extremely well. He's a guy who probably needs a little more polish at the receiver position, but once he gets the ball, is a very explosive player. And listen, he alluded to it earlier, Auburn's not really in on him right now, but if he has a really top-notch season, don't be surprised to see Auburn give him an offer, and that makes him that makes them a viable option because his brother goes there. We do have to get to a commercial break. We'll be coming back, though, to talk to Stevenson linebacker Tyrone Cornelius. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta is the only ATL Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbuster.
And Bell.
Michael Turner.
My buddy works for EA Sports, and we hear that you are unstoppable on the new Madden.
I haven't played it yet, but I'm pretty sure once I get a hold of it, I'm going to use my skills to the most of my capabilities.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, what are you doing up in that tree this time of night?
Oh, I'm building a perch, officer.
For hunting? This is the city. That's illegal.
Oh, no, I'm not a hunter. I just want to watch.
Oh, so you're a peeping Tom.
No. I just want a good seat for the Red Bull soapbox race.
Any room up there for me and my radar gun?
Yeah, why?
Speed trap. Trying to make lieutenant.
Red Bull Soapbox Race, 10th Street near Piedmont Park, Atlanta, August 29th. Pits open 11 a.m. For more info, visit RedBullSoapboxRace.com.
Hey, guys, Mike Bell here. You know, some presidents go to Camp David to unwind, but not me. When I need to decompress, I head to the Beau Rivage. First order of business, pure shenanigans and awesome nightlife. Man, we had a blast. Great hopping bars. The coast was just filled with cougars and milfs, my goodness. Some great restaurants, too. And that's why I love the Beau Rivage. It's got everything you'd expect in Vegas without having to schlep 4 hours to Vegas. It's right there in Biloxi. Direct flight with Delta. It's so simple. Plus, fantastic restaurants. All the stuff a high roller or a guy like me would love to see. Matter of fact, they got a great, unbelievable sushi and Asian restaurant called Gio. Also, a fantastic steakhouse called BR Prime. A steak as good as any you'll find in Buckhead. And, of course, all the action you're looking for. Craps, blackjack, roulette, and a great scene at the pool. Why not get to the Beau Rivage right now? Take advantage of our latest bailout to the Beau package, valid now through August 30th. Just $89 and tax per night Sunday through Thursday, and just $139 tax per night Friday and Saturday. That's all double occupancy. Save big by using that promo code whereatlantaplays.com and type in Atlanta. Limited time offer expires August 30th, so act now, Atlanta. We'll see you at the Beau Rivage.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high-priced sponsorship, and of course Tiger Woods, we've got the guy in the know. Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. brought to you by Bears Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort, Blue Giraffe Sports, and the Tour Championship, presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Loved one pregnant like mine? Text Daddy to 53327. Join eDaddy Rewards and you'll instantly receive a baby's room $25 gift card. Plus, you'll be entered to win my man room.
A steak special. Just send me an email after your free inspection by Energy Defenders and I will send you a pair of baseball tickets. So check out EnergyDefenders.com and start saving today.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play. NFL coaching legend Joe Gibbs.
I told everybody that everything had changed technically about football, the way you get players, on-the-field strategy. But the one thing that does not change for the 40 years I've dealt with teams is human nature. So anybody that is good, you know, with dealing with people is going to be good dealing with people 20 years from now or 20 years in the past.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available AJC.com, ScoreATL.com. We have our final guest of the day on the line right now, Stevenson linebacker Tyrone Cornelius, the newest member of the Miami Hurricanes 2010 recruiting class. Tyrone, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing quite well, especially now that you're on the show.
A big week for you. You committed to the Hurricanes the other day. I guess yes, Randy Shannon was very excited to hear that news.
Yes, sir. I talked to Coach McGriff probably last Monday and told him the big news, and he broke it to the whole defensive coaching staff, and they were just pretty shocked at the same time, happy.
All right. Now, you were on the verge of committing a couple of weeks ago, and you sort of put the brakes on. Talk about what you learned in that time and really what changed over that time period.
Well, during that time period, I kind of just took some time, thought about the college choices. My top five was Georgia Tech, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Michigan. I looked at all the schools, but Georgia Tech and Miami has always been at the top. It's went back and forth a few times. Georgia Tech has been one of my top schools since the jump, and I kind of developed a love for Georgia Tech, and as well as Miami, though. So it was a tough battle between those two, and Miami came out of top. But the thing that put Miami out of top is it's just where I kind of felt like I had a place there. I felt like that's where I want to be in my future, and that's the best place for me in my future as far as school and football goes in the future.
Right. Now that you've committed to Miami, I imagine you're set on your decision. Will you take any more official visits, or is this it for you?
If I'm able to take some official visits, then sure. But I know some schools, you know, they don't particularly like for you to take other official visits to other schools. So I'll probably talk to the coaching staff down in Miami and see how they feel about that.
Now, Tyrone, we alluded to this earlier in the show. Miami's recruited you as a linebacker, and Georgia Tech was looking at you mostly for that hybrid position, the what they call the wolf, the sort of safety,
yes,
linebacker cross. Did that play any role in you committing to Miami?
No, it didn't. At Georgia Tech, I would have been very comfortable playing that position, either linebacker or the wolf spot. So the position didn't really play a role in my decision. I love playing linebacker. I've been playing linebacker probably all my life. But the wolf, I like the wolf position at Georgia Tech. It kind of gives me more range to use my speed and then be able to drop back in coverage and come up for a big hit as well. So it wasn't the position that played a role in my choice for Miami.
Now, you mentioned Coach McGriff with the Miami Hurricanes a little bit ago. You said you informed him of the news. How important was he in your decision? Was he one of the big reasons that you are now a Miami Hurricane?
Yes, sir. Me and Coach McGriff, we've been chatting, well, talking on the phone quite a lot since they sent me the offer. That was Miami was my second offer, so me and Coach McGriff, we've had a lot of time to get closer, get a better bond with each other, and just basically, just like I said, get to know each other more on also personal and football-wise. So,
yeah, we're talking to Stevenson, linebacker, and the newest member of the Miami Hurricanes 2010 recruiting class, Tyrone Cornelius. Tyrone, we're talking about Coach McGriff. Obviously, Coach Shannon, Randy Shannon, is the head coach there, obviously has a very important role in that program. Talk a little about the type of coach and person he is, and how excited you are to play for a guy like him.
Coach Randy Shannon, I believe he knows exactly what he's doing with his program. Last year, the past few years, they haven't been having as much success as they, you know, normally would have. But they had a young team last year, so this year, I'm thinking knowing that they'll do very good under the head coaching of Coach Randy Shannon. Coach Randy Shannon, he's a real good coach. Gets along very well with his players, as well as the coaching staff. So that's one thing I like to be around.
Now, one thing we do know about college football these days, unfortunately, is it's a win-win and win-now business. If Randy Shannon, there's a lot of rumors out there that if he doesn't have a good season, he might be out. Would that influence your decision to become a Gator if after the season he maybe goes 5-7 with a very tough schedule and is shown the door? Would you still commit to Miami, or would you reopen the process?
Depending on how that, because Miami does have a very tough schedule, I see, coming up this year. So depending on probably how the season goes, if they release Coach Randy Shannon or the coaching staff, most likely I will be back open.
Now, Tyrone, we talked with ML King head coach Corey Jarvis earlier in the program. You're going to be playing ML King, get a national billing on ESPNU coming up here in October. Now, that's always the game of the year in your region, but now it's just even bigger, giving you guys a bigger showcase. How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm really looking forward to playing MLK. MLK for the past years has been giving us a lot of competition, and it's just been a head-to-head battle out on the field playing MLK for the past 3 years. I think we lead it 2-1. So this year, I guess they'll be trying to get payback for last year, beat them 27-7. So what better way to do it besides on ESPN? So
there you go.
Obviously, at the linebacker spot, you're in charge of tackling the running backs. And in that game, we're going to see you go head-to-head against ML King's Mac Brown.
Yeah, and it may not be the last time.
And
right?
It may not be the last time either, with you going to Miami and he going to Florida. What's it like to lay a lick on Mac Brown?
Well, me and Matt Brown, we grew up together. We played park ball together at Central DeKalb.
Right.
Youth football.
So you like to lay him out or what?
Oh, yes, sir.
There you go.
Any chance I get, I make sure I hit a lick on him.
Absolutely. You can't let your friendship come between, the sidelines. If I'm not mistaken, you're actually originally from South Florida, but obviously you've lived most of your life in Georgia. You're the only player from the state to commit to Miami so far in the recruiting process. Will you try to bring some of your some other Georgia players with you to South Florida?
Yes, sir. I really want to go to school with people that I know, so I won't maybe feel as alone. But if not, then it's no problem. I'm good with making new friends, meeting new people, and I get along very well with people. So,
are there any players you're specifically trying to recruit for the Canes?
I want to get my defensive tackle, Michael Thorne, down there, and maybe Kenny Lattler. So.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Stevenson linebacker Tyrone Cornelius. Tyrone, tell us, I know it's a bit premature because you still have an entire season to prepare for, but what are your goals going into Miami for the next 3 to 4 years?
My goals going in Miami, I want to get a lot, if not start, my freshman year, become a very, very good athlete, become an All-American athlete as well, and just be able to take my team to a national championship again and just contribute to that, as well as be able to get myself into the NFL and fulfill my life dream.
Those are lofty goals. I hope you achieve every one of them. We appreciate you coming on our show again today,
yes,
this
sir.
Sunday. And good luck this season. Good luck. Have fun hitting Mac Brown.
And congratulations,
yes, sir,
on picking Miami.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That, of course, was Stevenson linebacker Tyrone Cornelius. We do have to get to our last commercial break of the day. We'll be back, though, to talk more recruiting. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and SKOR Atlanta's one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone, and SKOR Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m.
Football lives here. From Blacksburg to Baton Rouge, Little Rock to Lexington, Knoxville to Gainesville, we're your roadmap for all points SEC and ACC. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Brian McCann. The average Metro Atlantan commutes 39 miles every day. If we each carpool once a week, we would take millions of miles off our roads. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
It's steak, and what does it mean to be the official jeweler of Mayhem in the AM, like Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means you better have the best prices in town, first and foremost, and you better have the right people that are selling you that jewelry. And that's what they do with Solomon Brothers. I've been sending people there for over a decade, and the one thing I always get back is, I didn't realize it was so affordable, and I didn't know those folks were going to be so great. That's what they do with Solomon Brothers. And right now, their financing is amazing. 6 months interest-free. They have great costs that they've been handing out for years. And this week is another example. 2-carat total weight brilliant diamond studs. 4-prong traditional mountings. 14-carat white or yellow gold. Not $8,000 like you think, but $3,999. $3,999. Great savings from the guys that know how to do it. Take the Solomon Brothers challenge. Shop around and come back to Solomon Brothers and let them beat it. That's what they'll do. They'll beat it every time. The best price is the best, folks, and for me, 10 years running. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place in Buckhead.
I knew I couldn't play an instrument. I know I couldn't be in a band, so why not go into radio? Play the music that I love that's been in my life, you know, for as long as I can remember.
At Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Atlanta, you'll get connected to the hands-on training you need to break into the broadcast media.
I came here for radio, and I fell in love with TV. You want to talk about creative, you can do just about anything with TV.
Call now for real-world training for real-world careers on the air or behind the scenes from the nation's oldest and largest group of communication schools.
I don't mind going to work. I actually enjoy it, and that's all I want. You know, I want to be able to be excited to go to work.
Since 1964, CSB has helped thousands of graduates get connected to an exciting career in the broadcast media.
Within 2 weeks of graduating, I got a job at ABC. You know, that's awesome.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting with the original owners. 1755 North Brown Road in Lawrenceville. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to GoCSB.com. Classes are forming now, so get connected today.
Get out and play with Club Sport.
Club Sport offers happy hours, tournaments, and other social events for its players and is powered by Michelob Ultra. So after the game, you can visit our friends at Metal Mushroom, Hudson Grill, and Cheyenne Grill and enjoy an ice-cold Michelob Ultra. Don't miss out on the inaugural Atlanta Sports Festival, August 29th and 30th. Get ready for fall by competing in 6 different sports.
Fall League registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
Log on to the newly redesigned 790thezone.com for your chance to win tickets to the upcoming Falcons game.
Check out the daily football articles by Brandon, Wolvie, and the one and only Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, only at the all-new 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone to finish up Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Of course, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
This last segment, I want to talk about two stories.
Blockbuster.
Two stories in the recruiting world that I think are both cool and funny. First one's cool. Greg Paulus, former Duke point guard, who I think actually kind of held that program down for 4 years, believe it or not. I think that's probably the reason they struggled for so long was their lack of point guard play. Anyway, was a tremendous high school quarterback, for anyone who doesn't know. In fact,
Gatorade Player of the Year.
Here's a trivia question. I'm sure you're going to know the answer. But two players have been named Gatorade Players of the Year in high school football and not played college football. Who are they?
Ronald Curry and Greg Paulus.
No. Joe Mauer and Greg Paulus.
Joe Mauer
was the top recruit in the entire country, committed to Florida State, and then decided I'm going to be the best catcher in baseball, second best catcher
Ronald
in baseball.
Curry might have been before Gatorade started, though.
And he played football.
Before Gatorade started or before the player?
The Gatorade player of the year.
Okay. I'm going to say I don't think so. I mean, I've seen that commercial enough to know.
He was pretty
anyway, the news surfaced this week that Greg Paulus first of all, a couple months ago, he was granted another year as a graduate student to play football, and he enrolled at Syracuse, and this week was named, after only a week of practice, the starter at Syracuse for their football team. And I think it's, first of all, an amazing accomplishment. It's cool that he was a recruit all over again for an entirely different sport, but it's also an incredible just athletic accomplishment to start 4 years at Duke and then 4 years later, having never, not having touched a football in 4 years, to go to Syracuse and win a starting job.
Well, certainly it helps when you go to Syracuse
and they're terrible
there's nothing
at football.
There. That's why, I mean, he could have gone to Duke and Duke said, or gone over to the gridiron at Duke and you had Cutcliffe saying, and we're going to use you at wide receiver because you're not good enough to play quarterback.
But here's the thing.
Michigan,
he picked Syracuse because that's where he grew up. But Nebraska wanted him. Michigan, Rich Rodriguez was all over him. The cool thing about this story is
he started at those places. Though.
Maybe not. But here's the cool thing is that he had no future professionally in basketball, and who knows what he can do
with Olympiacos, perhaps.
Who knows what he can do though as a professional quarterback? I mean, he could be phenomenal for all we know. He was literally the best in the country at one point.
He may not get that much chance to show it off if what I'm reading about this offensive line is true, because I mean. This is a patchwork group at best. He's going to be on the run. We might see Greg Paulus on the ground a whole lot, and he won't even have to flop like he did in basketball.
And season. In a related story, Steve Wojciechowski has taken the starting quarterback job at Iowa State.
That's not true. Listen, though, another story surfaced this week that is absolutely hilarious, or at least I think it is. South Carolina and a number of other schools were recruiting Ryan Miller out of South Carolina about as hard as you can recruit a player. They were sending him letters every week telling him he is the reason they're going to win the SEC and potentially a national championship. Well, it turns out there is a Ryan Miller who plays football. He, however, was not receiving contact from the college coaches. Instead, it was Ryan Miller, a runner, and the trumpet player in a local high school's marching band. Wrong Ryan Miller. This kid had been being recruited for months, though, and finally he came out and said, hey, guys, I don't play football. I'm really good at trumpet. You guys got a good man?
If he's a runner, and perhaps if he plays trumpet, there's a lot of finger work, I'm sure, that goes along in there.
Maybe he'll be a great receiver.
Sure is cardiovascular. Maybe he's going to return punts.
Yeah, absolutely. Could you imagine if you're Steve Spurrier, though, and you spent hours recruiting someone who doesn't play football, and not only doesn't play football, isn't an athlete at all? I mean, is that?
Now you're saying people that run and play the trumpet aren't athletes?
He's not a college football. He's not going to run in college. He's not a college athlete in any way. In fact, I saw him on on First Take. Trust me, he's not playing any college sports. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I can't imagine investing
seriously,
that much.
Seriously, that's one of the funniest things you've ever heard?
I think, all right. You know what? No reason to be a jerk.
If that's one of the funniest things he's ever heard.
Off topic. The point is, kid was getting, they were spending resources and money on recruiting a trumpet player. But it's besides the point. Listen, it's the end of our show. We appreciate everybody out there who listened. Of course, love to send a special thanks to all of our guests.
Including Bill Curry, coach Georgia State.
Absolutely. Every guest, as I said. The man behind the scenes variable in the boardroom. You are the man. Of course, I'd like to thank you, Fletcher, Brian, Alex. love to thank myself. And that is it. You've been listening to Score Atlanta, and or 790 The Zone, and Score Atlanta's official visit.
Next week, 2 to 4, as well as next Monday.
Next Monday, 7 to 9. Of course, Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoretl.com. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Football lives here. That means Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart plays here exclusively on WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Sporting News Flash. I'm Kirk Stevens. Sunday afternoon baseball, we start in the National.